Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, yeah. It's a Chickies Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz. Ike, it's beautiful outside. We're at Chickies and Pete's. How you feeling, brother?
Hot dog it, brother Spike. It is Friday. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. Jackie Baseball, big game on 94 WIP after the show. After Fritz at 6 with baseball. But still need to hold off. It's not time to start the season just yet, brother. Holla at your boy.
Are we still talking about the Super Bowl? I mean, like, again.
Can we get over it?
Like I said.
Yeah, they won.
A good appetizer for the main course.
Well, we have a big show today, as we always do. Elliot Shore-Parks will join us at 3 o'clock to talk about the Eagles' new long snapper. Tornado Shapiro with his weekend forecast at 3:30. We bring back Mike Mayock at 4 to talk about the Eagles' offseason so far. And the very first time we award the belt.
Yes.
The belt.
Do you think everyone at the station is gathering around at that time?
To find out who at WIP will be the first holder of the belt.
Now, this isn't like BTA, belt to ass. Right?
It could be.
Well, you
never know.
You can do with the belt whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We think
of it as just sort of like the heavyweight championship belt of WIP.
Gotcha.
And who has it.
Okay.
And this is the first time that we will award it to someone. So that comes at 4:30. So, you know, the way you open the show, Ike, is actually pretty interesting to think about because of the way that I think we're going to start the show today.
Yes.
And we are less than 2 weeks away from the Philadelphia Phillies opening day. And, you know, I don't feel really anything from anyone. And the only thing I have to compare it to is last year. When we were doing it last year, because I haven't been here in a few years. I wasn't here for the 23, season or the 22. But last year, there was a buzz. There was an excitement. There was an energy for the start of Philly season. I felt it in spring training. I felt it here in Philadelphia. And there was a lot of buzz. And I am psyched for the Philadelphia Phillies to start the season this year. They won 95 games last year. They've been in the playoffs 3 straight years. They have one of the best rotations in baseball. And I'm pissed off about how the season ended last year, but I am still excited and energetic about this season. And I just don't feel it. And I don't know if it's because people don't believe in the team anymore. I don't know if it's because the Eagles won the Super Bowl and everybody's just not ready to switch over or what it is. Or maybe there are people excited and I'm just missing it. But there's something that is not there with the Phillies, and I can't figure out exactly why.
Well, listen, the diehard baseball fans, I believe, are always excited this time of the year, knowing opening day is just a couple weeks away. So I totally get that. I still get excited about opening day in general. You know, growing up in a baseball city, you know, the city of the first ever Major League Baseball team. I don't know if you guys ever knew that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There Cincinnati Reds. Cincinnati. Yeah, we have parade every year, opening day.
Yep, because there's no parade at the end of the year.
It's like the Wing Bowl.
It's pretty true.
It's like the Cincinnati Wing Bowl.
215.
Yeah.
Don't derail.
Okay. Right.
Let me get back on track. So, I understand why there are those of us, like myself. When I say us, I mean me and those that are thinking like I am with this baseball team. I'm not there with them yet. I'm just not. You know, love Bryce Harper, always will. You know, there's a kinship there that we have when we look into each other's eyes every spring training. So I understand that part of it.
Yeah.
But other than that, in all seriousness, I'm just not excited about the Trey Turner thing anymore. As great as Zach Wheeler is, I know what he's going to do when he takes the mound every time he goes out there. Aaron Nola doesn't really inspire energy, even though he's one of my guys. Cal Schwarber, who I probably like second most of the everyday players.
Because he's an Ohio guy?
Yeah, because he's an Ohio guy. Like that, all that stuff I know is already there. The problem for the Phillies, for a fan like myself, is that the ending of the season has become more important than going through the season for me. Now, I'll enjoy the season. It's part of the job. We're gonna follow him every day. We're going to talk about him every day. So I'm not telling you I'm not paying attention. What I'm telling you is that my level of excitement is nowhere where it needs to be because I haven't seen anything or enough to make me excited about this team. I need to see what they're going to do. I need to see what they look like. If there's a different approach at the plate by these guys and they're moving runners and they're doing all these things, okay, then maybe that's the baseball team I can get behind from an excitement standpoint. But even with that, I know this is going to be a good baseball team. Are they going to be good enough? And that's the real problem. And when you have a team like the Eagles, because let me throw them in there as well, who just won a Super Bowl, you got to understand, as a fan, that's what a standard is at for us now. Unless you're in the JV leagues. Like, the Eagles are the varsity. They're winning championships, playing in the Super Bowl, like, living up to expectations, all those things. That's where our mindset is at coming off the Super Bowl. And the Phillies have let us down the last 3 years, each year gradually worse than the year before. I can't get there right now. I just can't. I can't. They didn't give me a reason to be excited coming into the season this year.
215-592-9494. Phillies opening day happening in less than 2 weeks. I'm excited for it. It doesn't feel like people are. If you're not, why not? 215-592-9494. You know, the difference, though, and I think Jack's perspective on this is important. The one thing I wanted to ask you about, though, is that no matter how an Eagle season ends, we convince ourselves before the next season that things are going to be different. Like, if it ends bad, we always find a way. We get mad, and then there's this down part, but then we always ramp back up. And we're always like, I know how it ended last year, but here's why I think it's different this year. Mm-hmm. And I think we even did it with the Sixers, honestly, during the process. Like, every year it ended bad, but somehow before the next season, we would find ourselves a way to believe that this was the year. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't feel like it's happening with the Phillies, and I can't figure out. I think they're good enough to have earned it. They did disappoint last year.
Yeah.
I just think there's enough there to get there, and that's why I'm not quite understanding it.
You want to jump in?
Well, no. I it's funny because I am kind of with both of you guys. Mm. Like, I can't wait for the Phillies. Obviously, I think they're World Series contenders. I think people are a little too, I don't want to say too tough on them, but I think the grace period is over for the Phillies. And I think where Ike is, and I think where a lot of people are, is just wake me up in October. Like, what Ike said about, I know what these guys are, I think that echoes with a lot of people. I know what Schwarber's going to do. I know what Harper's going to do. I know what Bohm's going to do. I know what all these guys are. I know what Turner's going to do. He's going to be hot and cold. When he's hot, he's hot. And when he's cold, he's really, really brutal. Castellano, same kind of thing. But I do think we've gone too far of no one's calling them bums, but I think we've gone too far with they can't win. Like, I think, looking at the power rankings, mm-hmm. all around
the national ones,
mm-hmm. they are a top three team in baseball, and I do think that there's some Dodgers fear Like the Dodgers have just gotten to the point where
a stacked all-star roster.
It's almost like, what's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point? Which I don't think you can do in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do think that they are legitimate World Series contenders still, and I think the buzz will grow when they start playing. I think it's mostly Super Bowl malaise. And a lack of a quote-unquote impact move in the offseason.
It's a terrible combination for the Phillies when it comes to us as fans. To have the Eagles do what they did on the heels of what the Phillies did at the end of the season.
Right.
It's just a bad combination for them. And when you talk about the Sixers lost a large portion of this fan base from an emotional support standpoint after we blew the 3-2 lead versus Boston. And then there were a few of us still hanging on. One more year. We'll give it one more year. They'll come back. Embiid was coming off an MVP season. Maxie looked good, right? Like, so we're like, we'll give it one more year. And then last year happened where, for whatever reason, obviously Embiid getting hurt late in the season derailed the rest of the season. But I think at the end of that season, that's when a lot of people from the Sixers' viewpoint were like, I'm done. And then you really just killed everybody off.
With the way this started.
Yes. So, and I'm not saying that's where we are with the Phillies as of right now, but I'm saying that's where it's trending. Like, that's where
they
it's
trending.
They
got to get it done. I mean, it's the time for this team to get it done. And Boa talked about it, and I think he's totally right. 76, 77, 78, 79 came up short every single year. 80 was the year where it was either make or break. Now, they didn't make a big addition. Like, Pete Rose came in 79.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? So, I just think that everyone's tired of the talk, and I think the Phillies smartly have been a little bit like, tired of talking about it too.
Right,
you know?
They know they're good, but that they're not going to run around beating their chest about how this is the year. They know it's the year.
Yeah,
you know?
And
you said Boa, by the way, and I know you were shooting hot dogs when we talked to Boa at spring training.
Wasn't working.
Yeah. But he pretty much too was like, look, this is disgraceful that we didn't go far last year. They all know it. We know it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was glad to hear that at least some people felt that.
Yeah, and just the reality of it is that, I mean, 22 is not a disaster. 22 is magical.
No.
So
yes.
So the feeling off that was awesome. And they added Trey Turner, another $300 million player. 23 was brutal, but it feels like it didn't hit people in the moment. I think people were annoyed, but they were still like, this is a fun team. And they gave them, they believed in the run it back method last year, and it worked.
It worked for
until the last week of the season.
I mean, they had their best regular season of this era.
Right. Yeah.
So
the lack of moves and another brutal postseason. It's just I think people aren't ready to get their hopes up early in the season about the baseball team.
215-592-9494. I'm psyched for the start of Philly season, but I don't feel it. If you don't feel it, why? Is it the Super? You still thinking about the Super Bowl, or are you just too hurt to even move forward with the Phillies? And if you are psyched, love to hear from you, too. Now, we do have a next question today. It is Michael Caine's birthday, 92 years old. Been a lot of movies, Michael Caine, legendary actor.
Yeah.
So for next question, we want your go-to Brit. That's right.
Yes.
Somebody's got an accent. They got to get it. By the way, they have to have the accent.
Of course.
Now, go-to Brit. Now, Jack, who's your go-to Brit?
So if I remember correctly, didn't we proclaim ourselves as the number one most American show at the station?
We are.
Because of the morning show?
Yes.
Going to
when they
London.
Went to London.
Yeah.
But we're saying go-to Brit as we know we have our independence from them, and we know we're bigger than them.
Right.
But, you know, it's like you still have your go-to Brit.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go with probably the biggest choker in American history, and that is General Cornwallis, who absolutely choked on the biggest stage and gave us our country.
That's your go-to Brit?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a big answer.
General Cornwallis.
Is that on your Mount Rushmore of Brits?
It is not on my Mount Rushmore. Ike, do you have a go-to Brit?
That was terrible.
I know. But you know what? I got to give him credit. He doesn't steal one from anyone when he does it like that.
You know what? I'm going to give you my Brit, but I'm just saying I've noticed the last 3 days with him.
With the next question?
Yeah, it's just nonsense.
It's a throwaway.
Yeah.
I'm not taking the next question seriously.
Yeah, total lack of respect for the next question.
You're not going to get the belt doing that. I'll tell you that much.
If the belt was for comedy and smiles brought to a radio show,
oh God,
I think I'd be pretty high up.
I just wanted you to know that I feel that from him.
Yeah, it has been this week. It has been this week. He always opens his mouth. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Dude, if you don't think Cornwallis is a big
answer. All right. You're a go-to Brit.
Well, I got to go with my only Brit that I do know of that isn't a Bond character.
Why do you act like there's no British people that are famous? The only Brit I know of. Like, what are you talking about? I just think you You brought this up before the show. I'm so confused.
This is the comeback from what I just said.
Yeah, you started with him. Don't pay Jack into a corner.
I'm going with Stringer Bell, man.
Idris Elba. Yeah, he's a good one. Yes, a good Brit. And he has the accent, but he covers up the accent when he acts sometimes. My favorite Idris Elba moment was Pacific Rim. I don't know if you ever saw that movie. It's about the monsters that live in the sea and come out. Yeah. I thought Idris Elba had a great line in that. Today we're canceling the apocalypse. Great line. I love them. My go-to Brit is playing his final concert this summer, and that is Ozzy Osbourne.
Wow.
He's doing one final show.
Now, is it a real one final
show? No, it is. He's got Parkinson's. he can barely move. He can sing still.
Okay.
But he can't. So he's doing a few songs with Black Sabbath, but Metallica's playing the show in Pantera, and then the final Ozzy set of all time. So my go-to Brit as a rock guy my whole life has been Ozzy. So 215-592-9494. If you're not psyched for the Phillies this year, why not? Is it leftover Super Bowl haze? Are you disappointed from last year? And next question today, because it is Michael Caine's birthday. Give us your go-to Brit. 215-592-9494. Starting us off, as always, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, I don't know how y'all can't be excited for the Phillies, man. It's another opportunity to win a championship. I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? Now, I get it to where people are frustrated. Like they ran it back 2 years ago, you know, after we lost to the Diamondbacks. And then I feel like it's another running back season. Wasn't a lot of changes made to the roster. So I get that's where the frustration comes. But I feel like the Phillies going to show up. You know, I feel like my boy Bryce Harper is motivated, you know, MVP. You know, my guy, my Ohio legend, Kyle Schwarber, I feel like he's going to show up. I do kind of low-key agree with Chuck yesterday, like how he said, you know, Trey Turner. Like, why can't we put, you know, Bryson Stott at shortstop? That was a shortstop when we went to the World Series. Now I get it. They paid him all that money. But I feel like you should do what's best for the team. The reason why expectations with the Eagles come, like how Spike, how you alluded to, how, oh, we always feel like the Eagles is going, like, you know, after a bad season. It's because our general manager, you saw how Jake Rosenberg came over here yesterday. He said this team is going to do whatever it takes to win. You know, they're not going to cut corners. And I feel like the Phillies just don't do that. And even with the Sixers, I feel like they do what it – they're going to spend what it takes to win, but it just don't be working. Like, they spend the money now. The Sixers will spend money. I just feel like sometimes the Phillies be cutting corners, like the trade deadline. You don't want to go out and trade for, like, you know, who is it, Luis Robert. You don't want to go out and trade for a guy like that. You know, like, in spring training, you sit up here, you watch these guys pitch, like, what's the dude's name? Eduardo Tate, like, you know, he throwing, you know, he got a strong arm, but is that dude going to do something for me in the regular
season? I love
that
we're breaking down. He's 19.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it's like,
well,
hey, man.
You know what, though, Corey? By the way,
you're watching the spring breakout game. These are not real players.
They are.
Okay, you know. Yeah. I know. I appreciate it, though, Corey.
I hear what you're saying about Howie, by the way, and I hear what you're saying about the recent success, but I can tell you, going back even before that, like before they won the Super Bowl, before that, that belief in the Eagles always happened the next day. That always happened the next year.
This is our year.
Not that they were going to win,
but I felt like they talked them. Like every year, we talked ourselves into the team. Now it might go away really quick.
Yeah.
But you guys.
But those are the green goggles that people throw out that they're going to win.
At the same time,
but
you know,
it's the off
season, the summer. So, like, there's nothing – the summer's a great time to talk yourself into the Eagles.
Yes, right. yes. We haven't had a lot of time.
Exactly right.
But, like, with the offseason, like, when you look at the Eagles in the offseason, like, we didn't do it this year, but they always go out and usually are big spenders in free agency. Like, this is the first time we really ain't seen them go out and spend money. Like, when you look at the Phillies, like, we really didn't do nothing in free agency. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we traded for the dude from the Marlins or whatever, but it's like, we really didn't do a lot. It's pretty much going to be the same lineup. So it's like, you're hoping that this same lineup just produces more. Like, when we got Trey Turner, like we went to the World Series and we lost, and then we got Trey Turner, and we like, oh, we got the best shortstop in baseball. Like, this guy, we got Trey Turner too. Oh, we going back. But it's like they keep running back with the same dudes after losing.
Yeah, they're stuck.
Earlier rounds.
Yeah, they're sort of stuck with what they got. Unfortunately, Corey,
give us your go-to Brit.
See, this always happens. You know, this dude, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the brain, the Ohio connection. Every day he picked my guy. I was going to pick Idris Elba, but I'm going to have to go with, you know, my guy, Tom Hardy, because, you know, I'm a big Marvel guy. So
Tom Hardy?
That's what I'm going to go with.
Who is that?
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Oh, is he the guy that's in Captain America?
I think so. He's also in Inception, I believe.
Now I got to. Tom Hardy.
Inception or Deception?
Inception.
I have no idea. That's Inception.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know this guy. There you go. That guy? Venom? He was Venom?
Yeah, I don't know that
guy. Come on. Oh, he's in Mad Max. I know who this guy is. I saw Mad Max.
The one that the gift that always goes around when we put out things that people think is bait?
Yes. It's that guy. Same guy. Same guy. Same guy. So Corey said something about bringing back the same team and getting the, and I feel like I'm going to fight against what I'm actually going to take the side of what I fought against last year is a little bit of the that's baseball thing. In that the team.
Welcome to the show.
That's what you go to when it's hard to explain something.
Well, no. Let me.
Not just you. I mean, everybody. Yeah. That's what everybody goes
It's not the weird. Let me just put. Instead of saying that's baseball, it's the weird thing about baseball.
Okay.
Because the weird thing about baseball is the team has objectively gotten better for 3 years. I mean, they've gone from 87 wins and barely making the playoffs, I think, to 89 to 95.
Okay.
Three straight years. And like, they didn't come through against the Diamondbacks, but that team was better than the year before. And last year's team was better than that team. So, like, there is something about baseball, about a 162-game season whittling down to one pitcher and one moment in a Game 6 or a Game 7.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they haven't gotten it done. But I also think that they have shown enough during the regular season that they could. They don't seem to have the fatal flaw to me that the Sixers have had.
Well, but the fatal flaw could be the chasing. I mean, it could
right,
be.
Right, right, right.
It has sunk them in two straight postseasons. Like, I think that's going to be the thing that people are going to be obsessed with.
Is chasing.
In the regular season. Yeah. Like, are they chasing all the time?
Yeah, but here's the other thing. You know, once you get to the postseason, and I agree with you about, you know, getting through the 162 games and they're getting better, or it's been a little bit better each year. I can appreciate that. But the problem for those of us, or those of you that want us to be, or wonder why we're not as exciting about this team, is that it's a long season.
Yeah.
We know they're going to win games. They should be a playoff team. That's the bare minimum they should do. It's what are you going to do when you get to the playoffs?
Right.
Like, that's what happened to the Sixers. You can win 50 games, so what? You can win 55 games, so what? It's like, we're still going home in the second round of the playoffs every year.
I do think that there's part
of... Number one seed. We're still going home.
I think there's part of me, too, that is just excited for baseball every night.
Right.
Sure.
Like, the rhythm of baseball every night. Like, opening day is fun, but I also like the idea of following them all year and watching them all year and getting to see those. You know, it's only one of 162, but getting to see an awesome Chris Sanchez start or an awesome Zach Wheeler start or those things that we're it's not – for me, it's not just that they might win the World Series, which I think they could. It is – like, I'm excited just to get to watch them again. And I'm, you know, somebody who was – I was more upset than most when they started looking bad last year. Mm-hmm. And I was furious when they lost. But I also do remember the good stretches of that year that were – there was a lot of fun last year in the first half of that year. You know what I mean? Like, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, and I agree with you. And that's why when – you know, part of the answer is a two-part answer – to why some people aren't as excited or the level isn't as high as some would want it to be. I'm excited for baseball to start because it gives me something else to focus on every night. The Sixers have robbed me of March, April, and May, right? Like, they haven't given us anything to watch, right? So I'm looking forward to the baseball season because I know I'll have something to watch every night. The problem with that is that the standard is the standard. And
right.
So it's still the only thing that matters is what they do at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Because if they get off to a slow start, you know what we'll say? It's still early. There's a lot of baseball left to play.
Well,
people were saying that until September last year.
Yes, they were. Well, I'll tell you, they start slow. I'm not giving you that's baseball. You know how I watch the Phillies.
Well, here's the other side of that is if they get off to a hot start.
We're going to say that was just like last year.
Yes.
Yep.
They're in a bit of a lose-lose situation.
Yeah. 215, they got to just be good enough.
Just decide what you want. Maybe before opening day, we got to decide. Do you want 500 until July?
No.
Or do you want...
I want hot again. I want hot again.
I'd rather take the hot. Yeah. Yes.
215-592-9494. We are less than 2 weeks from Philly's opening day, and it doesn't seem like there's a lot of buzz. Why is that? Is that, are you still in the Super Bowl haze? Are you, just not trust them anymore? Like, what is it? And if you are fired up, I want to hear from you too. 215-592-9494. Also, next question today, Michael Caine's birthday. Give us your go-to Brit. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. The tournament is coming. Starts next weekend. Watch all the action with a special menu at Chickies. Find a location near you at chickiesandpeets.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, our Friday home, until the football season starts again. Big events, big games, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, why don't you guess on this poll for me? Do you still believe the Phillies are World Series contenders? Yes or no? On the Twitter poll.
No.
What do you think the number is?
58% say no.
You actually got this one completely opposite.
Ah, really?
We have 59.3% that say yes.
How about that?
Yeah. Now, they're not, I feel, now again, I do not feel a buzz, so maybe people are.
Again, I think people just think they're
lying
good.
To you.
Yeah.
I don't think they're lying. I think people are, they're good. We'll see. Which is a tough
being
way to go
through. Good and being World Series contenders
is different.
Two different things.
But they are World Series contenders.
But
yeah,
I don't think
really believe that.
I think so.
I think if you put people on a lie detector test,
I don't think
they would pass that with actually believing they can win the World Series.
If the majority of people, even if 60% of people felt this was a World Series team, we would feel a buzz about this.
Right, right. I didn't even feel it at spring training.
Exactly.
People were happy. They liked it. They were there.
I think we may be taking it for granted that we got a good baseball team.
That's possible, too.
Yeah, yep. But I hate to keep comparing them to the Sixers, but going into every year, we weren't talking about the Sixers being a playoff team.
Right, we were talking about did they win? Are they going to win a championship?
That's a given that they're a playoff team. They're a good basketball team, and it's actually harder to make the playoffs in baseball, obviously, than it is in the NBA.
Yep.
But even with that, I think people know we have a good roster. Like, we know we got a good baseball roster.
Yeah, I think the biggest difference between the Sixers and the Phillies in the conversation is the Sixers conversation always just came back to Joel.
Right,
it always just came
right.
back to, is he
yeah,
good
is he
enough?
Good enough to take us there?
And
yep.
Whereas the Phillies, there's a lot more to actually weigh and figure out. And we all believe in Bryce. Everybody
right.
believes in Bryce Harper and Zach Wheeler. Those aren't the questions
right.
for most people.
It's the other players that
right.
are like, is the outfield. Is the outfield good enough, right?
Right?
Center field, right field. Well, it's not. Looks good in spring training. But can you keep it going through the regular season? You know, Bomer. I don't know how many people are in on Alec Bohm.
Right.
He's a guy that's a mixed bag on him out there.
215-592-9494. Rick in Easton. You're on WIP. What's up, Rick?
Good afternoon, guys. You know, I think I'm more excited about baseball because when you play it in high school and college, it's something you can still play into your 50s. And so I agree with what Ike is saying. I'm excited for the season because whenever the spring comes around, you get excited for baseball. You know the fans are excited. But my concern is what you two and three guys are talking about. Will the five or six offensive players that we depend on, will they deliver when the heat comes on and when it gets time for the postseason?
Yeah, let me go back for a second with you there, Rick.
Yeah.
There's not – I know – you are probably playing baseball into your 50s. That most people don't play baseball after Little League. I mean, baseball as an adult is really hard. You got to find 18 people. Like, yeah. Most people can play basketball.
Unless you're going to fantasy camp every year.
Right. Like, who the hell is playing baseball?
Baseball leagues. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Like, baseball, I think.
Softball, maybe, not baseball.
I actually think baseball is probably the toughest one. People play football out in the backyard. Nobody plays baseball out in the backyard.
We got to bring stickball back.
Like baseball or football or softball versus you're not going to put the pads on when you're in your 30s.
That's what I'm getting at.
I played softball till I was 53. So,
okay.
but that's me, and that's why I get excited because I love the game. Don't get me wrong, I love the Eagles also. I just am concerned about the five or six core offensive players that we're going to need to depend on, but Jack said it, in October. And that's a concern of mine. The pitching staff I'm excited about, because I don't know if many teams have the pitching staff that the Phillies have, to be
right.
honest with you, especially
yep.
the starters. It's just those six guys that we depend on to play some small ball if the big bombs are not working, and that's a concern when it gets to close to September and October.
Yeah, I agree. I think, and Rick, give us your go-to Brit for next question today.
Sean Connery.
Oh, that's,
that's awesome.
A good answer. That's a good answer.
Best Sean Connery movie.
What was the submarine movie? Was that
Red October?
Yes. I would say my favorite is Red October.
That real Red October, am I right?
Yeah.
You know my favorite.
That's actually funny. Given we're talking about the Phillies, I didn't think about that. That would be my favorite Sean
that's
Connery.
A good one.
Movie.
I like that one.
Mine's Celebrity Jeopardy on SNL.
That's not even Sean Connery.
It's my favorite version of Sean Connery.
It's not him.
I don't care.
I'm tarted, man. I can't even say that.
We got our country back. Yeah. I think you can say it again.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, no.
So
all
I'll go with he's got a lot of them. The Untouchables.
Oh, that's
it. You like The Untouchables?
I never saw it.
You never seen The Untouchables?
Nah.
Oh, it's a gangster movie. Yes.
Yeah.
It was Al Capone.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, mob stuff. You know me and mob stuff. It's too fake. I just don't buy it.
But again, horror movies.
Yeah.
Well, very real.
A lot of people have been murdered. You know, The Stranger is based on a true story. You know?
Well, there's murders in mob movies.
Make them horror movies then.
Oh, by the way,
yeah.
He is the best James Bond.
Oh, Sean Connery, yeah.
Yes.
Most people, it's Roger Moore, Sean Connery. And who is after Roger Moore, Sean Connery? Was it?
Yeah, Timothy Dalton.
Timothy Dalton, then Pierce Brosnan?
Pierce Brosnan,
yeah.
Remember him from...
We're just naming off Brits.
Yeah, keep naming them.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the TV show Pierce Brosnan played in?
Oh, shoot.
The hell was that?
It's early 80s.
Yep.
Hold on. I'm not going to let a listener do this.
NBC.
Yep. It was.
Who was
people
who?
Are screaming at Remington Steele.
Remington Steele.
Remington Steele. Come on, man.
That's pretty good.
All right.
The Eagles signed a Kick returner.
Breaking news.
You know Buzz is back there scrambling.
Yeah.
The Eagles have signed kick returner, punt returner Avery Williams to a one-year deal. So Britton
the
Covey.
Spurs coach? Oh, that's Avery Johnson.
Avery Johnson.
Yeah. Who's Avery Williams?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know Avery Williams.
Well, Britton Covey, but he had a good run.
Yeah. What about Steve Avery? That's Steve another Avery. Avery I know.
Where's he from? Where did he play at?
I don't know. Look him up.
Avery Williams.
Avery Williams. We'll have to ask Elliot, you better start Googling. You're on with us.
Did you see the – now, do you think Elliot was doing a bit, or do you think he was real when he tweeted out that the long snapper that they signed today was on his list of free agents he wanted?
No, I bet it was.
You think he's breaking down long snaps?
I bet he is.
Listen, Elliot has tweeted so much.
Yeah, he has so much content.
I can't even keep up with what he says and what he puts on Twitter.
Yeah, you can't. There's too much.
I mean, he puts this long list of stuff out that he's writing about with Adoree Jackson, man. I'm like, seriously?
Yeah. One word, sucks.
He does.
That's the tweet.
Dude, since Howie's got hit with a beer can,
yeah,
all he signed is bad players.
He's like Bizarro Howie.
Yeah,
he's like, let me find all the players who've gotten consistently worse for 5 years.
Part of me wants to see these players be bad just so y'all can continue with when Howie got hit with the beer can.
Yes, yeah.
Because you know that's going to stick at some point.
If they draft poorly, he's back to drafting TCU.
Wasn't there a show where somebody got hit in the head and they started talking in a British accent?
Yeah, well,
it's
sort of like the plot to my favorite movie as a kid, like Mike, where, you know, he took the shoes, they put him on the pole, got shocked, and he turned into young Michael Jordan. Bow Wow.
Didn't Dwight get hit in the head once? Dwight got a concussion once.
How is this anything like Mike?
It has nothing.
Nothing to do with
nothing
Mike.
Nothing to do
with Mike.
I was midway talking through it, and I said, this isn't even close.
Yeah. I was sitting here wondering, like, how's he going to go through this?
What's he talking
I've
about?
Seen like Mike, and I'm like, what is he talking about?
And you
about?
Consistently disrespect like Mike, even though me and your son both tell you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My son definitely loves it.
Avery Williams is a Falcon in 2022. I did not believe he's played since.
So. Oh, great.
That's
great.
Why I don't know.
Another guy who didn't play last year.
Two years.
This is great.
Dude. Yeah. A.J. Dillon.
Anybody else who took 2024 off?
A.J. Dillon can't play. Adoree Jackson can't play. This guy hasn't played in 2 years. They signed a long snapper.
Boy, Howie is really testing our inability trust.
He's really trying to outsmart himself.
It's unbelievable.
215.
He's not even a football guy.
215-592-9494. If you're not excited by the Phillies, why are you not now? I'll tell you about being excited. I have no problems getting excited in the bedroom.
Oh, man.
When it happens.
None. Yes. None. And if you're excited, you want to be able to perform at the highest level.
That's right.
And the only way to do it, well, I guess it's not the only way to do it. You could be doing it naturally. But if you need a little help, Blue Chew's the way to go.
There we go.
It's a little help. A little help in your pocket. A little help in your wallet.
You know what I mean. We're in lockstep.
Look, it's the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. Mm-hmm. But there's many, many, many advantages to Blue Chew. Hmm. First of all, Ike, it's a chewable.
There you go.
So anytime, it's easy. I've said, keep one in your wallet, keep one in your car. That way, you're on the way home, you know it's time.
Pocket rocket.
No.
Pop it in.
Pop in the Blue Chew.
Yes, that's what I'm
talking
about.
You are out of control. Yes. You got to go home, Jack. Yeah. Pop in the Blue Chew. Another advantage. It's all online. So you don't have to wait 3 months for a doctor's appointment. You also don't have to sit across the doctor's office with some, old guy and tell him that you need, a pill to get it going.
Right. That'd be bad for me because I'm recognizable.
Yes, all online. And because it's all online, they ship it to you right here in the U.S. Comes in your mailbox in a...
discreet package.
That is
hard.
H-A-R-D.
That's the right. So no waiting at the pharmacy. Look, man, you want to be able to kick ass in the bedroom, and Blue Chew will help you do it. You just got to go to BlueChew.com. You very quickly meet with one of their licensed medical professionals on there. Mm-hmm. It's a few minutes. They figure out what the right mix of ingredients is for you. And then the first month is for free with promo code 94. Just in the promo code box, put 94. All you do is pay for the shipping for the first month for free. Blue Chew, and then you...
chew it and do it.
Chew it!
Yeah.
Do it! Chew it!
Wow.
Buzz is ahead of you this week, Jack.
No, he's got the belt for sure.
Yeah, he does have the belt. Tom in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike, what a great segue to my call, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you going to give us some hard opinions here, Tom?
You guys are nuts. Listen, how are you?
Listen, we're good.
I, I, I am done talking about the Eagles for right now. Okay, I want to talk about the Phillies and why I'm not really excited. And the reason is I don't think that we don't have the segue of coming in with the Sixers and the Flyers making a playoff run. Okay, so we're going from a Super Bowl champion to now we're going into a team that really hasn't made any changes. We're hoping that they have a better approach at the plate and they play small ball, make more runs. I don't know. But we can win 162 games. Like, we can win that and, just say we win the division by 10 games.
Right.
It's all going to come down to the playoffs and what we do in the playoffs.
So but can I ask you this, Tom? Hasn't there been – well, I know we've had examples of them not winning in the playoffs, but we've also had examples of them winning in the playoffs, too.
Like, if I wanted to be Elliott on the Phillies, right?
Right.
I would tell you they have the most postseason wins in baseball the last 3 years.
And they do.
And they do, by six.
Right, which is considerable.
Yeah, but, I think that's being disingenuous, but, it does –
They've won a lot of playoff games. Yeah. They've won playoff series. They have. And they're one or two at bats in 2023 from being in the World Series again. You know, and last year, I know it, Tom. That series against the Mets was a disgrace. And even if we didn't say it out loud, we could all see it coming from weeks away, how they were going to play in the playoffs, how they played in that second half of the year. I just feel like this team is that we're letting the way that the playoffs ended sort of cloud our vision on how good they really are.
No, we're not forgetting. Forgetting.
Yes. Well, whatever it is, I think there is a little – I know, like you keep saying, we know they're good.
Right.
I don't even know if people know that they're good. I think we've almost gone so far the other way that we forget that they're good.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, they've started to be labeled as chokers.
Right.
Which is a tough one to get out of.
Yes.
Well, listen, I am not from Missouri, but I'm at the point now, it's a show me. Just show me what could happen. Yeah, I mean, it's a long, 162 games is a long season. I mean, you're going to have ebbs and flows, and I get that, injuries and so on. And let's say we win the division. I don't care if we win the division. I want to win the playoffs.
Yep.
So you're just waiting, essentially. That's where you are.
Yeah, and I think my lack of excitement is because I don't have any Sixers playoffs that I'm looking forward to, Flyers playoffs. I'm coming off of a Super Bowl win, and I've got nothing now, and I have to wait for a 162-game season to boil down to...
Yeah, but isn't that miserable, though, in a way? And not saying you're miserable, Tom, but it feels a little... 162 games is a lot of games to just sit through and say, well,
I'm just waiting.
And I'll have fun with it. I like the smell of fresh grass.
Come on, little hot dogs.
And listen, I got a great Brit for you.
Yeah? Who's your go-to Brit?
All right, this guy's still standing. And he gave us Philadelphia freedom. And he's been rated a sir.
Oh, yeah.
Sir Elton John.
There you go.
True goat.
Elton John is a good Brit.
Oh, that's great.
You more of an Elton John guy or a Billy Joel guy?
Elton John, 10 times out of 10. Billy Joel, way overrated. I know they love Billy Joel in Philly, but Billy Joel's way overrated. Elton John is two times what Billy Joel is.
All right. So we got music spike out.
Well, I'm just saying. Elton John is way better than Billy Joel. What, your opinion, Ike?
Well, does it matter?
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't? You don't have an opinion, right? Elton John or Billy Joel?
I think I'd go Elton John.
Yeah, I'm more of an Elton John guy.
Yeah, there you go.
We just got bullied into Elton John.
Well, you can pick Billy Joel if you want. This guy's a fraud.
We could play.
Little troll-looking fraud.
Wow.
Italian restaurant, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, uptown girl. I get it.
So, yeah. Should we play Rocket Man under the next Blue Tree read?
Oh, well, we can't.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Ideas.
Elton John is certainly the more entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yes. Not even close.
But congratulations on selling out Madison Square Garden, Billy.
Yeah, I get it.
Congratulations.
Everybody loves you on Long Island.
It's not that it's not nothing, but Fish has done it.
Well, there are a lot of bands. Billy Joel has done it more than anybody.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
215-592-9494. If you're not excited for the Phillies, why not? Is it the Super Bowl haze? Is it the you don't trust them? Or are you? 215-592-9494. Now, I can tell you another person who is excited. And Milton Williams is excited. So Milton Williams, former Eagles defensive tackle, signed a four-year, $104 million deal with the New England Patriots. I believe the most guaranteed money that the Patriots have ever handed out to anyone.
Yeah, you know, they're tied up there now.
They are.
It helped their fraud quarterback, you know, with the contracts.
Oh, wow.
So here is – now, Milton Williams had something interesting to say about that contract. Here is Milton Williams at his welcome press conference yesterday.
Yeah, that's a blessing, man. Now, I just won the Super Bowl a couple weeks ago, so I thought that was, like, the biggest day of my life. But I feel this probably going to jump that for sure, you know. Being known as the highest average salary or whatever, however you want to call it, that's big, man.
So let me ask you this.
It's that bag talking.
Yeah, and you remember Josh Sweat said when he signed with Drew Rosenhaus it was the biggest day of his life.
Yeah.
So – how does it you I don't do former player thing to you a lot.
Sure.
But you as a former player, mm-hmm. like how do you think about somebody saying that they just won a Super Bowl 2 weeks ago, but this contract is a bigger deal than winning the Super Bowl?
I understand it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think I do too.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Getting $50 guaranteed million.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
$74 million guaranteed?
Is that what he got? 74?
Yeah,
guaranteed?
I believe it's.
But Milton Williams?
Because it's 100 something.
It was close
overall.
To 70.
Oh, wow.
It was close to 70.
Yeah, so yeah, the rest of his life and his family is set for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, totally.
I guess I get it.
Totally.
Yeah.
And you got to think about it for him. And I know the Super Bowl does mean a lot to him. It means he's going to be tied forever with this squad this year and into this organization. They're going to have anniversaries, they're going to have reunions, all that type of stuff. That ain't putting money in your pocket the way that $60 million, $70 million just did.
Yeah.
So I totally understand that. I often say this. Now, I'm also one who does not have a ring, right? I don't have the ring.
Is that true? Have you won at any level?
No.
Okay.
I got a wedding ring.
Okay. Well, you won there.
Yes.
Big win.
Yes, it was.
Shout out, Renee.
Shout out.
Yep.
Cut that audio.
Yeah.
But you know, as a player, once you make it to the league, you obviously want to get in the league. But once you make it to the league, securing financial security is your number one objective.
Yeah.
Unless you come from money. You know,
right.
Some guys do. Like, yeah, but most guys that are in the NFL or professional athletes don't come from this type of money. So when you get a chance to attain generational wealth like this, it feels like, yeah, you have arrived. It's great to win a Super Bowl. It's great to win a Super Bowl. But that's more or less icing on the cake.
Yeah, Super Bowls only really matter for quarterbacks and head coaches.
Yes.
Because you're talking about legacies and like Hall of Fame.
Or great players.
Sure, like Dawkins.
But even Dawk, to that extent, was great enough that it didn't stop him from getting to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
And sometimes the Super Bowl can help some players get catapulted.
Well, sure.
Eli Manning.
Yeah, we're talking
about
Eli Manning versus Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
Right? Played in the same era. Philip Rivers objectively
better than Eli. Yeah.
But they're like Philip Rivers is not thought of the same way that Eli Manning is thought of.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if I was the Patriots and I heard that quote, I might be a little, you know.
Yeah, how about both over here? Yeah.
Well, part of it is, real quick, part of it is he's saying how grateful he is that the Patriots have thought this highly of him.
Right.
To do that.
An organization like that, in his life, the best organization in football.
Exactly, right? Yeah. He's probably amazed, like, really? Tom Brady didn't make more than this?
Right. He wasn't around for the 49ers and the Cowboys and all of those eras.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Patriots are, all these kids, dynasty.
And the other thing for Milton Williams is I truly believe that – so him being a part of the team that won the Super Bowl got him – help get him that money.
Yes.
If for no other reason than, and I know general managers know about the regular season, but when you're playing, when you play four playoff games, and two of them is a championship game and a Super Bowl, the focus, because of all the storylines, like your storyline gets amplified.
Definitely.
So it's not just, they have 2 weeks to fill up talking about the Super Bowl, and you can only talk about Jalen Hurts for so much. So all of a sudden, the focus starts going on, wow, look at how
the
great
D-line.
Milton Williams
this guy,
has been.
That guy, yeah.
So I think that run, not just winning the Super Bowl, but the ability to be in the spotlight for five extra weeks, help make Milton Williams that money.
Is he still the highest paid free agent?
I believe so.
Because the other guys got traded.
The other guys were already on
their
team.
Or they got traded. Like, DK got traded to a team and then got paid more money.
Miles Garrett was already
on the Browns. But I think Milton Williams.
He got more than Max Crosby.
Did he?
Yeah, I think $1 million more or $2 million more. I think Max Crosby's deal was 102 or 103, and Milton Williams is 104.
Man.
Almost exactly like the deal that the Eagles gave Adoree Jackson. All right. 215-592.
I was about to say what?
Yeah. 215-592-9494. We are less than 2 weeks away from Philly season, and it seems like there is no buzz at all. If you're not excited, why is that? Why are you not more pumped for Philly season? Next question today is give us your go-to Brit. It is Michael Caine's birthday. Elliot Shore-Parks will join us next. We'll break down the newest Eagle signings, the long snapper and Adoree Jackson, and a statement that Elliot made earlier today on WIP that I want to ask him about.
And I think his reaction to the Jake Rosenberg interview.
Yes.
Is he still as confident as he was?
You're right. Right.
Did he listen?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no way Elliot's brain wasn't as scrambled as all of our brains were after Jake's interview. Elliot joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.